Yesterday evening, I told you that the most important part of meditation is to learn how to let things go.
咁老師琴日講過話，我哋學禅修最重要嘅一部分呢，就係點樣去放下我哋嘅嘢。
And it sounds so easy, just let things be, and you get into the deep meditation and get enlightened.This morning,
听嚟就好容易，就系我哋放低啲嘢，咁我哋就可以入到好深嘅禅定，咁我哋就可以证悟啦。
And that's very true, but because of our conditioning over many, many years, it's so hard to let things be.
因为我哋咁多生咁多世嘅习性咧，令到我哋觉得系好难去放低啲嘢。
Once I went to give some teachings in London, and I was picked up from Heathrow Airport by my host and her son. Her son was driving me to the house in Kent. He was in the driving seat. I was in the passenger seat, and his mother was sitting behind.
咁有一次咧，老師翻去英國咧，喺希爾斯機場咧，咁佢個朋友嘅仔嚟車佢去一個地方 Kent 去嗰度住。咁咧就嗰佢個朋友嘅仔就做司機，咁老師就坐前邊，咁然後佢個朋友嘅媽媽咧就會坐咗喺個後邊個位嗰度。
And every minute, his mother was telling him, "Don't drive so fast, drive slower."Don't turn to the right, turn to the left, don't go this way, go that way. Oh, she never let him have any peace at all.
咁呢佢媽媽坐在後面呢，通常都係就會好叫個仔向前行，向左行，向右行，由頭到尾到耳吟吟呢，令到個仔根本冇一刻係安寧嘅。
Just like you when you're meditating, you say do this, do that, you don't give yourself any peace.
好似我哋做禅修一样咧，我哋话我要做呢样做嗰样，实际上我哋冇俾个空间我哋自己嘅。
So it's very hard for people to let go。
所以喺个情况之下咧，我哋系好难放下一啲嘢嘅。
And because of that, we give a methods of meditation to teach you how to let go little by little by little.
咁所以咧，我哋嘅禅修技巧咧，就教你哋慢慢放下一啲嘢，一啲一啲咁放下。
And this is what I call the stages of meditation。
咁呢个咧，我哋话禅修嘅阶段啊。
And this makes it much easier for you because it sort of gives you something to do。
呢个咧就令到我哋禅修时容易啲，因为我哋俾啲嘢你做紧。
So the first stage of meditation is being able to sit comfortably.
咁所以第一步我哋要做咧，就系坐得舒舒服服。
And to sit comfortably, we need two things: mindfulness and kindness.
咁我哋要坐得舒舒服服咧，我哋需要两个特质，一个就系我哋有个正念，第二样就对自己要仁慈。
Which is why I ask people: it is better to close your eyes when you're meditating.
咁所以老師話咧，最好想舒服啲咧，就眯埋隻眼嚟做禅修。
Because then you can be much more mindful of your physical feelings in the body。
因為如果你眯埋眼嘅時候咧，我哋對於嗰個感官嘅感受啊，身體嘅感受會容易敏感好多嘅。
When you're looking at something, much of your brain is taken up with sight. When you close your eyes.You have more space in your brain to feel the body.
因为当我哋打开眼嘅时候咧，我哋好多时用咗个心嘅一部分咧去睇出边嘅嘢啊。咁当我哋闩埋眼嘅时候咧，我哋个心就会多啲空间嚟睇翻你里边嘅嘢啦。
But don't just be aware of your body, be kind to it as well.
除咗我哋觉察我哋身体嘅感受之外咧，我哋仲要对个身体要友善。
Develop compassion for your body.
對我們的身體要友善和慈悲。
In Australia, I remember reading a statement by a man who was celebrating his 100th birthday.
在澳洲呢，法師有個朋友是慶祝他100歲的生日。
And the newspaper asked him, what do you feel about being 100 years of age?
那些記者問他，你100歲你有什麼感受啊？
And he said,If only I had known I was going to live so long, I'd have taken much better care of my body.
他就說，如果我知道我這麼長命的話，我應該會照顧我身體更好一點。
So take care of your body. You may have many, many years left.
所以我要保重身體，因為可能我們還有很多很多年去生存的。
So when you're meditating, please be aware of your body and be kind to your body.
咁当我哋禅修嘅时候咧，我哋除咗要觉察个身体嘅话咧，我哋要对个身体好友善嘅。
Just like you might remember when you were a child and you couldn't go to sleep at night, and your mother came to help you go to sleep. What did your mother do? Did she grab you by the throat and say, "Go to sleep, or else go to sleep, or you'll be in big trouble"? Does your mother do things like that?
咁即係我哋細個呢，我哋瞓唔著呢，咁我哋而家媽媽嚟去安慰我哋要我哋瞓嘅時候，你估佢點做呢？佢會捏住你頭同話，喂，你好去瞓喎，你快啲瞓喎，咁樣。
No, your mother speaks so softly and kindly. She strokes your hair and say, shh, everything is alright. Mummy is here. And because she's so kind and compassionate,You fall asleep.
咁我哋通常咧，做媽媽嘅就知啦。你會去到個細路仔度咧，你會呵佢，冇事嘅，你好瞓啊，唔使驚啊，我喺度啊。咁個細路仔如果有咁安全同埋咁友善嘅態度咧，佢就好易瞓得著噶啦。
So be kind to your body when you're mindful of it.
所以當你覺察到個身體嘅時候咧，我哋要對個身體友善嘅。
When I meditate, I close my eyes, I become aware of my body, and that's when I do the final adjustments. Because I have to close my eyes, and after a couple of minutes, only then is my mindfulness strong enough to really feel what I need to do to make my body comfortable.
咁呢，法師個經驗就係呢，佢當佢眯埋眼嘅時候呢，佢會感覺個身體嘅覺受。咁佢會將自己嘅身體係要坐到舒舒服服佢先開始嘅。
Once my body is really comfortable, really feels nice, then I know I'm ready to meditate.
咁當佢發覺個身體好舒服嘅時候咧，佢知道係可以進入禅修嘅狀態啦。
But at the same time, I have cultivated the first steps of mindfulness, the first steps of compassion.
做之前咧，我哋第一樣嘢，法師係做咗佢對個身體嘅嗰個覺察力啦，同埋對個身體嘅友善。
So that's the first stage of meditation, a comfortable, relaxed body.
咁第一個階段就係我哋一個好舒服嘅坐姿。
The second stage of meditation is letting go of the past and the future, as in that shopping bag simile I gave yesterday or the day before.
咁第二個階段咧，就係我哋要做嘅功夫，就係好似星期應該在星期一嗰堂。老師講有兩個購物袋呢，一個係過去，一個將來，我哋要放低呢個過去，亦都放喺個將來。
So all those bad things which other people have done to you in the past, all those terrible experiences you've had to suffer, please, it's in the past, let it go.
以前人有對你乜嘢唔好，已經過去咗啦，我哋應該將佢慢慢放下。
And all the things in your future, the things which are about to happen to you, you don't know what's going to happen next. So, we let go of the future as well.
咁對於將來嚟講，究竟有咩事發生，我哋又唔知；有啲咩唔好嘢發生，我哋又唔知。咁我哋唔需要去擔憂咁多，我哋要放下我哋嘅將來。
And as I said yesterday, the only time you can do anything about your future.Is now. The place where your future is being made is now. So if you care about your future, put all of your mindfulness into this present moment.
因為老師昨天有講過呢，我們的將來是靠這一刻 而形成的。那個時候你如果要有正念於將，你希望將來好的話呢，你要住在當下這一刻。
But just being mindful of the present moment is not enough. You also have to be kind to this present moment.
那除了我們正念之後，你知道你住在當下之外呢，我們還要對自己這一刻都要友善。
How do you feel about this moment called now?
那你們覺得這一個 moment, 我們說這一刻你們覺得是怎樣呢？
You may have an ache or a pain in the body. You may be tired. You may be hearing the sound of the builders. Be compassionate to the builders and to the sound.
你可能會有個身體有些痛楚啊，可能聽到外面有些聲音，又聽到個建築工人在起緊樓，這樣的時候你聽到的話，我們對這些所有的外境都要有一個仁慈的心。
Once in our monastery in Thailand, the villagers had a party, but when they have a party, it lasts for 3 days.
在泰國呢，法師說他以前呢，就是在個廟那裡，他們有那個派對的話呢，就有每一次有3日的。
They had this very loud music which would go on till 2 a.m. in the morning. And I had to wait up till 2 a.m. before falling asleep. And at 3 a.m. the monastery bell went and we had to get up again.
咁呢，喺嗰啲節日嗰陣時呢，佢哋會嘈到呢，啲聲音會嘈到夜晚2点钟，即係朝頭早2点钟嘅。咁法師呢，佢3点钟要起身嘅。咁你嘈到2点钟瞓覺，3点钟又要起身啦。
So I wasn't getting any sleep. So together with the other monks, we asked the headman of the village, can you please turn down the speakers and the sound maybe at least 1 o'clock and give us 2 hours sleep? He said, no.
咁呢，咁老師同埋其余啲出家人就去要求嗰个村长话，你可唔可以将啲声浪较低啲呀，或者1点钟之后你熄咗个机，等我可以瞓得多一个钟呀。咁呢个村长话唔得。
They wouldn't listen to me, but we thought, yes, they would listen to our great master Ajahn Chah. So we went to see Ajahn Chah and told him the problem. Ajahn Chah, can you please tell these villagers to stop their party at 1 o'clock? The noise is keeping us awake.
咁呢，咁老师就諗啊，搵返佢老师啦，搵阿姜茶，希望我村长会避免佢啦。点知咁佢就走去问佢老师啦。佢话嗰啲声好嘈啊，可唔可以你要帮个村长讲一讲？1点钟熄咗机，等我可以瞓觉啊。
And Ajahn Chah replied, "Monks, it's not the noise that disturbs you; it's you who disturb the noise."
咁阿姜茶咧就讲，佢话：各位僧众啊，唔系啲声嘈住你哋，系你哋嘈住啲声啊。
And that was a fantastic teaching. It's not the noise of the person sweeping, or the person coughing, or the person snoring at night. It's not the noise that disturbs you. It's you who disturb the noise.
咁所以呢个名句呢，就係唔係话啲人打鼻鼾嘈到你呀，啲人讲嘢嘈到你呀，出面扫树叶嘅声嘈到你呀，係你嘈到咗啲声呀。
So don't hate the noise.Have kindness towards it. Have compassion towards it. And then, you're not disturbing the noise. And there's no problem anymore.
咁所以你要对啲声音友善啊，咁嘅时候呢，佢就唔会变咗系你个噪音啦。
Sometimes in the present moment you feel sleepy. It's not the sleepiness disturbs you. It's you who disturb the sleepiness.
同样地呢，当你哋而家时候可能会发觉坐坐口好攰咧，好眼瞓咧，就唔系个眼瞓骚扰你，系你骚扰紧个眼瞓。
So, first, second stage of meditation, present moment awareness, with mindfulness and compassion. So whatever you're experiencing in this moment, you allow it to be.
咁第二个即系禅修嘅第二部曲咧，除咗我哋有一个正念或者叫觉知力嘅话咧。我哋加埋一个慈悲心，所有我哋听到嘅乜嘢，我哋都要对佢慈悲。
We call that unconditional mindfulness. You're not choosing what you're aware of. You're not just trying to be aware of nice things, even unpleasant things. You're equally accepting with unconditional mindfulness.
呢个我哋叫做一个无条件嘅觉察力，即系我哋见到好嘅嘢，我哋又接受；唔好嘅嘢又接受，唔会推开任何嘅嘢。
And that becomes the second stage of the meditation, where you're in this moment and you're just kind to it. Then it will stay for a long period of time.
咁呢个咧就系我哋有个无条件嘅觉察力嘅时候咧。咁我哋嗰个喺呢一刻嘅时候，我哋又会仁慈，咁同埋呢个时间又可以拖长啲啦。
So it doesn't matter what you're aware of, as long as it's happening now, and you're kind to it, then you've completed that second stage of letting go of the past and future, so you can stay comfortably in the present.
咁我哋无论有啲乜嘢嚟喺呢一个当刻我哋都会接受，对佢无条件嘅，亦都有慈悲心嘅话咧，咁我哋完成咗禅修嘅第二步。
And the next stage of meditation is a little bit of silence, because people think too much.
咁第三个步骤咧，就系我哋要宁静，要平静，因为我哋谂得太多啦。
So there are two good ways of learning how to be reasonably silent. The first way is, instead of listening to your thoughts, listen to the sounds.
咁第呢个有一个方法就系我哋除咗去，我哋唔好去听我哋个心念谂啲乜嘢，而系学去听一啲声音。
So what sounds can you hear right now?
你而家听到啲咩声音啊？
Have you noticed if you're listening to the sounds, you're not paying attention to your thoughts?
因为当你听声嘅时候咧，你就唔会俾咗个注意力落你嗰啲念头嗰度啦。
Another method is to feel the sensations in your body, because the sensations in the body come and go so quickly that you can't think too much about them.
咁第二个方法咧，就我哋睇个身体嘅觉受啦。因为身体的角色来得很快，也走得很快的。当你一留意它的时候， 你就不会走去看你的念头了。
One of the sensations in the body I like paying attention to the most when I'm meditating is a sensation in my bottom as it's pressed against the cushion. The reason I like, can you notice that feeling now in your bottom?
法师话佢一个佢好中意去注意嘅地方咧，嗰个就系佢个 pat pat 啦，占住个 cushion 嗰个位置啊。
One of the reasons it's helpful to notice that feeling. In English, it hasn't got a name. No one has invented a name for bottom feeling. Is there a name in Cantonese for that feeling in the bottom when you're meditating?
你哋可以唔可以俾个意见？就系老师话我哋坐咧，个 pat pat 占住个。那下面那個我們用中文說什麼？廣東話，它英文就沒有的。
Because it hasn't got a name, it means you can't think about it.
因為我們想不到個名字，所以我們就不知道是什麼，即不會走去想它了。
So it just stops you thinking.
那個時候也都將我們不會有念頭了。
And once you have a little bit of silence in your mind, and you're in the present moment,We call that the first establishing of mindfulness.
当你第一个听到个平静嘅声嘅时候咧，我哋话呢个先系第一次我哋可以建立到我哋嘅正念啊，或者叫觉察力。
Because if you're lingering in the past or thinking of the future, you're not being mindful of what's actually happening now.
因为如果我们是想过去的事或者是想将来的事的话，我们实际都不是住在当下。
And if you're thinking, giving things names, you're not looking at the thing itself, you're just looking at its label.
当我们有一个 名字的时候，我们实际不是看那样东西是什么，我们看它的标签。
So that becomes the third stage of the meditation, silent awareness in the present moment.
咁我哋第一个禅修嘅第一个步骤就系我哋有觉察力，亦都听到个静嘅声，同埋住在当下。
But don't spend too long in the silent awareness of the present moment, because your nature is to, after a while, get very bored, and you go thinking all sorts of fantasies and dreams.
咁我哋通常咧喺呢个当下呢一沉默嘅刻咧，我哋唔会停得太耐嘅。一停得太耐咧，我哋会开始觉得闷啦，闷我哋就喺度谂嘢啦，谂其余嘅嘢噶啦。
So maybe 3 or 4 minutes of silence.And then go to the next stage, which is awareness of your breathing.
咁如果我哋可以做到活在当下嗰个宁静嘅3至4分钟之后咧，我哋可以做第二个技巧啦，就系观呼吸。
And all you need to do is to know if you're breathing in, to know if you're breathing out. You must be doing one of those two things, otherwise you'll be dead.
咁我哋喺观呼吸咧，我哋只系好简单知道，而家我呼入紧，我而家系呼出紧，就系咁简单嘅啫。如果呢两样我哋唔知嘅话咧，我哋已经系死咗噶啦。
And how do you know that you're breathing in or you're breathing out? For people who just start meditating, it's so easy to teach them. I tell them to close their eyes, breathe in and out 3 times, and then open your eyes. And then I ask them, how did you know?You are breathing in. How did you know you are breathing out? It's a natural feeling. Everyone can do that.
咁老师有一个好简单嘅方法咧，如果系啲新嘅人未做过禅修嘅咧，就系好简单，你眯埋只眼，自己呼吸3次，吸入1次，放出，再入1次，总共做3次之后咧，打开只眼，咁老师就会问佢：，咁你有咩感觉啊？你知唔知你呼吸紧啊？咁呢样嘢好自然嘅，咁每一个人都答到系乜嘢叫呼吸。
But please don't try watching the breath at the tip of your nose。
千祈唔好喺嗰个鼻尖，好多人喺个印堂呢度睇嗰个呼吸嘅。
Many many years ago, when I started teaching meditation in Malaysia, people complained about meditation headache。
咁好多年前老师喺马来西亚教人做观呼吸嘅时候咧，好多人投诉话。做完呢个方法之后咧，个头痛啊
！That was the first time in my life I heard about headaches from meditation. What have you guys been doing? I thought.
咁老师话我第一次听到人讲话做禅修会头痛噶，佢究竟你点做噶
？And then I found out the cause for meditation headache is watching the breath at the tip of your nose.
咁老师发觉原来我哋咧将嗰个集中力挤喺个鼻个人中嗰度啊。
And this is the reason why I have to take my glasses off, because I want you to watch my eyes. Usually you close your eyelids when you're meditating, but now I'm going to watch the breath at the tip of my nose with my eyes open. This is what people do.
咁你睇老师示范一般人点样去做个观呼吸啊？
Because what?
喺个鼻嗰个人中嗰度睇。
Because whatever your mind looks at, your eyes usually look at too. And so if you watch with your mind the tip of the nose, your eyes go to the tip of the nose too. And after 30 minutes, you're going to get a big headache.
咁咧，如果你只眼望住嗰个位咧，咁你个心好自然就会集中喺嗰个位啊。咁唔够半个钟头咧，你就会觉得头痛噶啦。
So you don't focus on your nose. You're watching the breath, not your nose. This is not.Nose meditation. This is breath meditation.
咁我哋咧好多人就走咗个睇个鼻尖啊，或者个人中个位咧。咁呢个就唔系系鼻嘅呼嘅观鼻，就唔系观呼吸。
So this is where you're just aware of the feeling of your breath as it goes in and goes out.
咁我哋话系觉察你个呼吸嘅吸入同埋呼出。
Now for some people, the breath.At first it's too boring to watch for very long. So we have all these skillful means, such as counting the breath.
咁有啲人呢观呼吸就话觉得观观下觉得好闷啊。咁我哋又有搵啲新嘅方法俾你哋啦，就教你数息啦。
You can do such things as breathing in 1, breathing out 1, breathing in 2, breathing out 2, breathing in 3, breathing out 3, up to 9. Then start again, breathing in one, breathing out one, in two, out two. This time up to eight. Breathing in one, out one, in two, out two, up to seven. Up to six, up to five. Breathing in one, out one, in two, out two, in three, out three, in four, out four. Then breathing in one, out one, in two, out two, in three, out three. Breathing in one, out one, in two, out two. And last of all, breathing in one, out one. One whole cycle of 45 breaths. You have to be pretty mindful to do that. Because sometimes you find yourself breathing in 13, breathing out 13, breathing in, uh-oh, I've lost it.
咁老師話有啲人個方法就咁，由呼吸數一，第一次就係九次，咁第二次係八次，咁第三次係七次，跟住第六次、五次、四次、三次、兩次、一次，咁加埋就總係45嘅。咁你做法咧，咁嘅時候咧，你會非常之有覺察力先做到嘅。如果咪數數下九次之後八次，數數下你會亂曬龍噶啦。
Or you can use a mantra with the breath, words you repeat with the breath.Every in-breath, every out-breath. A famous mantra in Thailand was as you breathe in, to say to yourself, Bud, as you breathe out, To, the name of the Buddha, Buddho. Buddho, 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 as you breathe in and out.
咁另外一個方法呢，就喺泰國就係咁樣，就係用你入嗰陣時用 Bu, 出嗰陣時就 Da, 就即係 Buddha, Buddha, 咁你咪可以用，可以數到你嘅入息同埋出息。
But you can make up your own mantra. In Australia, the most successful mantra I've taught people is not Buddho, because Australians, they haven't got that much faith in the Buddha. So what I teach them, you breathe in, you say to yourself, shut, as you breathe out, up. Shut
up.
Up. Shut up.
咁喺澳洲咧，啲人就對於佛陀就唔係咁大信心嘅。咁老師用咗個新嘅方法就教佢哋咧，用入嗰陣時 shut。咁出嗰時候 up, shut up. 我哋話即係收聲啊，中文係。
Or you can make up your own, like breathing in peace, breathing out, letting go. Peace, let go. Peace in, let go.
你亦都可以試用一個方法，你自己諗噶啦。老師教咗另外一個方法就是，你吸入嘅時候，我諗我要平靜；我出嘅時候，我係放下。咁你不斷下，我要平靜放下，咁你咪一個入一個出，你可以用咁嘅方法。
Because that makes it interesting, so you don't get bored and fall asleep.
咁點解要咁做呢？就已經令到冇咁悶啊，因為我哋係唔慣沉悶嘅。
To make it even more interesting, I developed for the first time in Buddhist meditation history the backwards breathing method.
咁老師發明咗一個咧。即係第一次佢發明咗一個係佛教嘅方法，就 backward 向後數啊。
Have you heard about backward breathing meditation yet?
No. 有冇聽過？ No. 我都第一次聽。No.
I will now teach you backward breathing meditation. So when I say go, not yet, I want you to close your eyes and breathe in and out three times. At the end of the third breath, open your eyes. Okay?
咁咧就而家老師教嗰、那個即係、就是、向後褪嗰個呼吸，就係而家我哋眯埋隻眼數三呼吸三次，然後開翻隻眼。
Okay, go. Just three breaths.Okay, that's ordinary breath meditation. Now, when I say go, I want you to close your eyes, breathe in and out three times, but start with the out breath, breathe out first and then in, out in, out in. Okay, go.
今次亦都係三次，但我哋係呼出先，出入，出入。
And then open the eyes at the end.
然後就開返隻眼，又係三次。
Actually, that feels totally different when you breathe out first and then in. That's why I call that backward breath meditation. You breathe out first and then in. Out, in, out, in. If that doesn't make it interesting, you can do the three in-breaths to the one out-breath meditation.
咁老師頭先個 backward 嗰個咧，即係出咗先至入，又係做三次啦。咁另外有啲可以就佢頭先佢嗰個咧，就係向，然後先再三下先再噴。
The whole purpose of this is to make it interesting, so you don't get bored.
最大原因我哋係想你哋唔沉悶，咁你喺度做觀呼吸嘅時候，你容易啲做。
But you only need that at the very beginning of the meditation.
但呢個咧係即係初機嘅時候，我哋要用嘅。
Because when you start relaxing and get peaceful, then you don't need all of those other supports. You can just watch the breath go in and watch the breath go out. And it's very interesting, peaceful, and joyful.
當你要平靜嘅時候係好，咁你就好容易咁去睇個呼吸，佢個出，佢個入，你自自然然就唔會有咁多花巧噶啦。
So one of the best ways of achieving that natural peaceful breath is to remember it's not just being aware of the breath, it's also being compassionate to the breath.
咁呢一個技巧就係我哋除咗係要即係覺察到個呼吸嘅出同埋入之外咧，我哋要對個呼吸都要仁慈嘅。
So imagine the breath like it's a living being who's been looking after you since the time you came out of your mother's womb, breathing in and breathing out, even when you're busy, when you're asleep, always looking after you. Have you ever said thank you to your breath for looking after you?
咁我哋当我哋嘅呼吸系一个我哋好终身嘅朋友。你谂下，我哋由出世到而家，佢不停咁呼吸，佢唔会因为你乜嘢佢唔呼吸嘅。咁我哋有冇曾经尝试过去同个呼吸讲多谢咧
？So when you're compassionate and kind to your breath, number one, it comes in and out so smoothly and easily.
咁当你有一个慈悲心嘅时候咧，你个呼吸自然就会好畅顺咁慢慢喺度出同埋入噶啦。
Number two, it's so easy to watch; it doesn't disappear.
咁第二样嘢就系因为你个感觉嘅时候就好容易睇到佢嘅出同埋佢嘅入。
And number three, it starts to become a happy breath.
咁第三样嘢咧，你个喜悦就会嚟噶啦。
I notice I've been very kind to you. When I'm kind to you, you smile back.
好简单咧，老师对我哋咁好咧，咁我哋自自然就会对翻佢好噶啦。
If you're kind to your breath, the breath is very beautiful.
咁当我哋对个呼吸好嘅时候，佢亦都系个呼吸系非常之美妙嘅。
It makes it easier to watch。
咁咧，我哋容易啲去睇到佢。
So that fourth stage of meditation is when you can watch the breath go in, go out, go in, go out for long periods of time, maybe 3-4 minutes without missing one breath。
咁第二呢个阶段就系我哋会睇个呼吸嘅出嘅入。会睇3-4分钟，我哋唔会错过任何一个呼吸嘅。
Just like when you're at the ocean, you see the waves come in, the waves go out, another wave come up the beach, and the waves go out. So peaceful, having nothing else to do in the whole world, just watch breath come in and breath go out. Oh, life is so simple.
好似我哋去沙滩咁咧，睇住个海浪咧，佢哋嚟佢哋走，一浪接住一浪，冲到去沙滩，几平静啊！根本我哋唔需要做好多其余嘅嘢，就系咁简单啦。
And the next stage of the meditation is you increase your mindfulness, so you don't just see breath going in and breath going out. You see the feeling of the breath when it begins.Its journey into you. From the very beginning of an in-breath, you see every moment of that in-breath until the in-breath finishes. Then you see the pause after the in-breath has completed its journey and the out-breath has yet to begin. And then you see the out-breaths start to take the carbon dioxide out until the out-breath is finished. And you see the gap between the out-breath and the in-breath. Every moment of breathing, you are watching.
咁你再一個階段就係咧，我哋加強我哋個覺察力啦，就係我哋注意每一個入嘅吸入，我哋睇住個吸入嘅氣一路一路去到尾，跟住佢又會停嘅，停咗一停咧，就開始我哋個呼出啦。咁我當我哋呼出嘅時候，又睇住個carbon dioxide， 意思嗰個二氧化碳嘅氣一路出到佢出曬之後咧，佢就會再停一停。又到我哋個入息啦，即係將呢一個動作咧，你要由頭睇到落尾。
That is full awareness of the breath, not just in out, but this whole feelings of breath changing and growing. My breath, as it goes in very slowly. It reaches its peak and quite quickly decays to nothing. There's always a pause.Between the in-breath and the out-breath. For my breath, the pause between the in and out-breath is not as long as the pause between the out and in-breath. Yours might be different. Find out which one is the longer.
咁呢我哋喺個出入息嗰度就睇個由個入息一路睇個感覺到佢去到個頂，我哋話去到個頂呢佢就會跌之後就會停嘅，就到個呼出個開始啦。咁我呼出又係到佢一路去到個呼到長一盡嘅時候咧，最後就會跌多落去咧，就變咗係一個停嘅。咁我哋要開始去睇個究竟我哋長息係出嘅長啊，定係呼出嘅長啊？因為每一個人都唔同嘅。老師咧，佢又佢入係長過佢出嘅。咁你要自己睇你自己嗰個呼吸啦，一個入一個出。
So your mindfulness is increasing in its power. Before you could only see in and out.Now you can see the whole sequence of feelings in one single in-breath. The whole sequence of feelings in one out-breath. Your mindfulness is increasing in power.
这个呢就加强我们的觉察力的。我们最初只是看它出和入。现在我们要成觉。中文很多时候我们叫全息，由它由入一路看到它出，成个过程要看完的。
And as long as you've been continuing with your kindness, it's easy to watch the breath when you're kind to it, and you can see all these feelings. And it takes you into the next stage in the meditation, which is the delightful breath.
咁咧，呢一個喺個我全息嘅階段咧，即係由入息去到睇到出息為止咧，我哋要有一個好仁慈嘅心對住嗰個呼吸。當我哋有呢個咁嘅仁慈嘅心嘅時候咧，我哋就可以進入下一步啦，就係開心嘅呼吸嘅禅修啦。
Now this is a very important stage for meditation. When you're breathing, usually at that particular stage, full awareness of the breath, and your breath becomes so lovely, so delightful, that you have a wonderful time just watching the breath go in, and you have a lot of joy and happiness.
在这一个阶段来讲，当你可以很细心和很觉察地看到你的入息和出息的时候，每一步你可以有一个很开心的感觉走出来的。
In fact, you are so happy just watching your breath go in, watching your breath go out. You hear the bell for lunch, and you think, should I go to lunch, or should I watch my breath?Be the last meal. I'm on 8 precepts. I won't be able to eat till tomorrow. But my breath is so lovely. Who cares about eating? And you carry on meditating. That's a sign that you've got to the stage of the delightful breath.
即係當我哋點樣可以話測試到你係入咗去嗰個一快樂嗰個呼吸嗰個階段咧？就係當你一路睇住個呼吸嘅時候，你好開心，好開心。咁當敲咗響個鐘話要食飯啦，你就諗下。我食飯好啊，定係禅修好呢？咁我哋決定，哦，如果我唔食咧，冇咯，今日最後一餐。但你都係決定話去繼續睇觀呼吸嘅時候咧，咁證明你係到咗嗰個開心嘅禅修嘅階段啦。
And I say this is really important because this is where the meditation starts to become real fun. You're enjoying it, and this is where you start to become a meditation junkie.
咁喺呢一個階段咧，我哋先叫開始係進入咗禅修。我哋話好有興趣嘅禅修嘅階段啦，你開始係對禅修有興趣啦。
And that's when you see people meditating, they get natural smile. They're sitting here meditating for hours. And when I see them do that, I realize they've got to that stage. They're off in the beautiful meditations.
即是当你做禅修做到个位的时候，你在那个嘴角在微笑的话，那你就是开始是入到那个状态了。
So when the meditation starts to become delightful, please enjoy it. Indulge in it. Have as much fun as you like. It's totally safe. In fact, it's better than safe. This is the time when you get lots of healings in your body. Lots of freedom in your mind. This is a place where cancers begin to be healed.
在这个阶段来讲呢，我们不需要怕说我们会沉醉在一个欢乐里面，我们要尽量去享受这个欢乐。由这一刻开始呢，它就可以开始将我们的身体的不好的地方或者个病痛呢开始去治疗了。
Even recently, where was it last October? All the monks in my monastery got food poisoning. I don't know what we ate, but I was in my room feeling, you know, got food poisoning, pains in your tummy and feeling really terrible. And I was, come on Ajahn Brahm, you're a meditator. So I meditated. Half an hour later, it was gone.
咁呢去年呢有一次佢哋自愿呢老师嘅自愿嗰度呢佢哋一起集体种植物中毒啊。咁好多啲僧人都中毒啊。咁阿张班都唔例外啦。咁佢坐喺个房度咁佢就觉得嗰个肚嗰度有啲痛啦。咁佢就同自己讲诶、我一个禅修者我唔使理佢。咁点知佢坐咗半个钟头之后呢嗰啲中毒嘅个象征係冇晒啦。
So you can do that too.But you've got to go into these beautiful meditations, breathing in, oh, just so nice and so lovely.
咁你哋都可以做啊！当你做到系由先我哋话嗰个开心嘅常识嗰个阶段咧，你就可以做到噶啦。
Because what happens when you're watching your breath and it's so delightful, you can't feel any part of your body. You can't feel your legs. You can't feel your head. Your hands have disappeared. Your whole body is gone. All that's left is the breath.
咁到嗰个阶段呢就係、是、话我哋只係知道有个呼吸俾咗我哋欢乐我哋头又冇啊手又冇啊身体都冇晒㗎啦已经。
Cause when you get out of the way, that's when your body can heal itself. When you're always interfering, the body's got no chance.
因为呢一个阶段呢因为我哋唔会再去用个心去理我哋个身体啊个身体就自然会自己去治理自己㗎啦。
It's like the person who had a scratch on their hand. They put a band-aid on it.
即好像我们平时如果刮损了手呢我们会加一个胶布上去的。
After 5 minutes, they took the band-aid. How's it going? They put it back on again. Another 5 minutes. Maybe I should put some ointment on. They put some ointment on. And they covered it up again. Another 5 minutes. No, I've got the wrong ointment. Let's put some other ointment on. If you keep interfering with the wound, it will never heal.
即係好似我哋如果真係頭先咁講呢我哋填咗個膠布之後呢五分鐘之後我哋搣去睇咦有冇事呀好返未呀咁冇事呀咁又冚返住佢又過五分鐘我哋睇咦唔好啦都要搽啲油啦咁又搽啲油再冚住佢又過五分鐘又係咁來來去去呢我哋不斷去騷擾佢呢咁我哋呢個傷口係好難好嘅。
But when you got the beautiful breath, the life of breath, watching the breath go in and out, you've totallyAnd don't know what your body is doing, and then it can heal itself.
咁因为我哋咧全个心都喺嗰个快乐里边咧，咁我身体就识得自己去治疗自己啦。因为我哋唔会再去搞佢啦。
But then what happens next? The breath is so delightful that your mindfulness increases in power.
因为咁嘅时候咧，我哋除咗话个呼吸系嗰个欢乐之外咧，我哋个专注力或者我哋个觉察力都加强咗嘅。
So you see every moment of the breath.
咁嘅时候我喺度睇到每一个呼吸嘅每一刻。
And soon, every moment, one moment is just like the next, just this beautiful, delightful breath.
咁我哋可以睇到每一刻个美妙嘅呼吸，亦都每一刻个美妙。
And you lose all the awareness of whether it's in or out. It's just the delightful moment of breathing.
在那个阶段的时候呢我们就不会知道它是入息还是呼息因为我们只是知道个欢乐在里面。
And your breath disappears.
咁嘅时候咧，我哋个呼吸好似系唔见咗咁噶啦。
And you've achieved one of the great purposes of this meditation. Your whole body, including the breath, has vanished.
咁嘅时候咧，我哋除咗个身体系唔见咗咧，我哋呼吸都系唔见咗嘅。
All seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and physical touch, those five senses have now turned off.
咁嗰五官咧，即系我哋眼耳鼻舌身意嗰、那个嗰五官咧，所有嘅对外嘅接收嘅嘢，我哋全部停晒噶啦。
And all that's left is the sixth sense, the mind.
剩翻嘅就系第六识，我哋嘅心。
And if you follow this sequence carefully, the next thing which you'll notice is this beautiful light come into the mind.
咁嘅时候，如果我哋做得啱嘅时候咧，就会有啲靓嘅光出现噶啦。
We call that in meditation nimitta, the beautiful light which comes up when the five senses disappear.
喺禅修嚟讲，呢个叫慈相，嗰啲光就会出现噶啦。
Every one of you will see that light one day, if not when you're meditating, after you die.You've more heard of people with their out-of-body experiences, maybe at an accident on the road, or during an operation, floating out of their body and going towards the light. That is exactly the same thing you see when you're meditating at that stage, but you're not dead. Just the five senses have turned off.
咁咧就係、是、有啲臨死嘅經驗咧，有啲人咧就係、是、嗱，如果我哋好彩咧，潛修路可以睇到呢啲光咧。如果唔係嘅時候咧，我死嘅時候都會睇到嘅。咁有啲人臨死咧，或者係即係死過翻生嗰啲咧，好似喺個車禍咁樣掟我出去又翻翻嚟咧，佢哋係喺個光嘅，佢死嗰陣時睇到個光，而喺個光度行翻翻嚟嘅。咁呢就係個我哋叫次相啊。但如果我哋潛修之中咧，我哋可以得到呢個光咧。就唔係死嗰個光嚟嘅，咁嗰陣時因為我哋個五官咧就係、是、係閂埋咗，但唔係代表佢冇咗，但死就唔同嘅。
And when many people see that light for the first time, they get scared, thinking, "Wow, what's happening? It's supposed to happen. It's good. You're making wonderful progress. Well done."
咁有啲人咧第一次見光就好驚，哇咩嚟嘅？我覺得咩嚟嘅？咁就好驚。實際上我哋話，如果你見到光咧，係做得好好啦。
See if you can be that still, that relaxed, that nimitta stays。
當我似上嚟嗰陣時咧，那個光出現嘅時候咧，睇你可唔可以保持個平靜，因為你已經知道到呢個係好嘢嚟嘅，你又唔使驚啦。
And gets brighter.And brighter and more and more beautiful.
咁嗰个光咧，如果你系真系可以好平静嘅话咧，佢会越嚟越光，越嚟越大嘅。
Brighter than the sun, but don't worry, you're not going blind. You're seeing this with the mind's eye, not your physical eye.
咁咧，佢系比个太阳光仲光啊！不过你唔使担心，因为我哋唔系用只眼嚟睇，用个心嚟睇嘅。
And so many meditators, when that first comes up, they doubt, they say, oh, the sun must be rising or shining through the window. It must be a reflection of a car headlight or someone shining a flashlight at me. They're not. 99% of the time when you see that light, it's a real light. It's not imaginary. You're seeing a nimitta.
因为好多人咧就唔知呢个即系情况咧，咁佢哋见到啲光咧就以为，咦，太阳光射咗入嚟，哦，可能有个闪光灯射住我，之如此类，觉得呢个系出边嘅灯啊，但系实际上呢个光系喺里边出嚟嘅，你系见到个似相啦。
This is just a sign that your mind is becoming very, very still。
指嘅呢个系到咗一个指标，就系我哋个心喺一个好平静嘅状态。
Please don't spoil the process. Don't do anything. Remember, all this doing is the biggest problem. Leave it alone. Let it be. Otherwise, the limiter will disappear.
我哋咧就係、是、如果知道嗱，老師講曬咁多嘅程序啦，當個光喺度嘅時候，我哋只係需要知道佢喺度，唔好去驚嚇。如果唔係嘅時候咧，佢會走咗嘅。
So often, meditators they do everything right. They go through all the stages, and a beautiful light comes up, and then they blow it. Stupid! They do something. Stop it. Be still, and the nimitta will stay a long time.
當個智上出嚟嘅時候咧，我哋好多時又有反應嘅，一反應佢就會走咗。我哋好多時會係咁嘅。咁所以老師再祝福我哋咧，當呢個光出嚟嘅時候。我哋繼續我哋嘅平靜，有佢喺度，佢可以停好耐好耐嘅。
And now you're getting to the really interesting meditations. This is when the happiness goes beyond the happiness of sex. You're really enjoying yourself now.
咁嘅時候咧，你如果有呢個光，你可以平喺佢喺度靜止嘅話，你又放低曬所有想趕走佢嗰個思念嘅話咧，你就真真正正達到我哋呢個叫嗰個歡樂嗰個心態啊！咁呢樣嘢係比你做性行為更加開心嘅。
Now you're understanding the power of the mind when it's still.
咁呢個時候你就明白到，當我哋嘅心好平靜、好平靜嘅時候，佢個力量去到邊啊？
My teacher used to say, if you want to have a powerful body, you have to exercise it. But if you want a powerful mind, you have to keep it perfectly still.
咁阿姜茶 is your teacher. 佢個老師就話同佢哋講咧，就話如果你想去身體好咧，就要做運動。但如果你想你個心係強壯嘅話咧，我哋就係要令到我哋個心好平靜，好平靜。
And these are incredibly powerful mind states.And you're experiencing them. I'm saying this because lay people do experience these states on my retreats. Many of you will get these nimittas. So I'm telling you what they are and what to do with them. And telling you, please enjoy them.
咁老師講咁多俾我哋聽咧，因為佢搞好咗禅修營咧，其中有一啲禅修者都係達到呢個階段嘅。咁所以如果佢講定俾我哋聽，如果我哋到咁嘅階段咧，唔使驚，亦都唔好嘥咗佢。如果唔係，我哋好傻噶啦。
And some of you think I can only meditate for half an hour or 40 minutes. When these nimittas come up, you meditate for a few hours, naturally, easily. And when you come out of meditation, you think, "My God, 3 hours, I'm going to be really stiff." You're not. Your body is perfectly relaxed.
有啲人咧都通常話哦，坐得半個鐘我就坐唔到噶啦。但如果你能夠去到呢一個階段嘅話咧，你閒閒地坐幾個鐘都唔會有事嘅。就算你坐完出嚟咧，你都唔會話誒、哎、我個身體會好痛，因為喺呢個階段裏邊咧，我嘅身體係完全嘅放鬆嘅。
And your cold will be gone, your hard liver will be softened, your tumours, where the hell are they gone? They've disappeared.
咁我哋嘅傷風啊。肝有事啊，之前你话啲细路仔去咗边啊，所有嘅嘢都系已经医疗好噶啦。
In one retreat I gave at Sydney many years ago, I got a complaint from the other meditators because one of the yogis was making a loud sound when they were breathing. They were making such a loud sound, the other yogis complained. Can't you tell people?To please breathe quietly.
咁老師有一次喺雪梨嘅一個禅修營咧，咁其中有一個參加者咧，佢呼吸得好大聲，好嘈啊！咁其他啲參加者就會問老師啊，可唔可以叫呢個人靜啲啊？佢哋好嘈啊！呢個人呼吸得。
But then I had to make the announcement that that man had a tumor in his sinuses, which blocked his whole nose.He could not breathe through his nose. This was the only way he could breathe. The doctors had given up on him and sent him home to die. He was meditating as his last chance to live.
咁老師就喺個麥度向大家宣布啦，原來呢個禅修者係有哮喘嘅。咁佢已經唔可以用個鼻嚟呼吸噶啦，佢要用個喉咁樣去呼吸，所以佢咁嘈啊。咁老師就話咧，呢個禅修者咧，因為醫生已經放棄咗佢，話佢冇得救噶啦。 咁而家佢嚟禅修咧，佢最后嘅希望嚟噶啦。
On the very last day of the retreat, he came to see me. He said he was meditating, breathing through his mouth. When suddenly, this is what he said, he heard a pop, and he could breathe through his nose, but only for a minute, and then the tumor closed up again. I thought he'd left it too late. But several years later, I saw him again. He came up to me and said, "Do you remember me?" I said, "No." He said, "I was that man." My tumor, soon afterwards, completely disappeared. I'm in full remission, and I'm spending the rest of my years teaching people how to meditate.
咁佢咧就禅修营最后嗰一日咧，咁嗰个人咧，即系嗰个有病嗰个人咧，佢就用个口嚟呼吸嘅。咁佢临尾嗰日咧，就系佢有一下佢听到卜一声咧，嗰个鼻系通咗啊，咁佢可以用个鼻嚟呼吸啊。咁佢跟住走咗啦。咁几年之后咧，佢又见翻老师啦。咁问老师：你认唔认得我啊？老师话唔认得。咁佢话我就系嗰个人系病咗嘅，但系而家因为我已经好翻啦，我跟住嗰几年咧。
But there's more stages yet to come. Because after this beautiful light gets stronger and more stable, there comes that stage when you feel yourself falling into that middle of that nimitta. Or like the nimitta enveloping you and covering you. And you get into a state of deep peace and stillness, the like of which you have never known before.You've entered the world of the jhanas.
再坐落去嘅话咧，你个光系好平静，你个心好平静嘅时候，个光就会你系跌咗个光里边嘅，个光系围住你嘅。咁呢个再个深啲嘅程度咧，就叫 first jhana 系应该初禅啊，中文系。
When the Buddha taught meditation, it said in the Gopika Moggallana Sutra.He only praised four types of meditation.
咁佛陀咧，佢话佢教禅修嗰阵时咧，我识个中嗰个经个名嘅。咁佢话佢就系话咧，佢系只系教四种嘅禅修嘅啫。
The only four types of meditation the Buddha praised were first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and four jhanas. Only the jhanas.
咁法陀话佢可以赞赏嘅四种嘅禅修咧，就系边四种咧？就系初禅、二禅、三禅同埋四禅。
The eighth factor of the eightfold path, sama samadhi, is jhana. First, second, third, fourth jhana. Nothing else.
咁喺八正道嚟讲，里边嘅正定咧，讲嘅正定咧，就系讲呢个jhana 嗰个禅那。
Now you're experiencing the real meditations, the one which the Buddha praised.
咁呢，如果我哋做咗呢个咧，就真正系佛陀赞赏嘅正定啦。
So if you want to become enlightened, this is the place where enlightenment begins.
咁你如果你系想去圆满正觉嘅话咧，呢个我哋嘅开始嘅地点嚟噶。
With the jhanas.
用禅那。
I was very fortunate to have a teacher who encouraged those jhanas.
咁啊，老师好彩啦，佢撞咗个老师咧，就系教佢哋系禅那嘅。
And I've been teaching them for many years.
咁咧，所以老师亦都系教个 jhana 教好耐啊。
Not everyone achieves them, but they get close enough to get a lot of power in their meditation.
咁唔系个个做得到，但系好多人都可以好接近呢个禅那噶啦。
Some people do get those jhanas.And it changes their whole life.
咁有啲人咧就可以做到个禅那嘅，咁佢哋可以成个生命都改变咗嘅。
Now those are the real meditations. If you're just experiencing one of them, or even just experience a little nimitta, you'll understand their power and just how they're necessary for enlightenment.
当你系即系我哋个慈相或者禅相，你有少少经验嘅时候咧，你就明白到我哋个心个力量系几大噶啦。
And it's from those powerful, amazing states you get enormous insights and understandings, as I will be explaining later on during this retreat.
咁亦都喺呢個蟬拿之中咧，我哋個內觀就成熟啦。我哋喺裏邊可以睇到好多好多嘢嘅。
And that's how we meditate, starting with simple things, just like having a compassion to our body, so it can really relax to the point where it totally disappears, and so we get these incredible, beautiful lights and jhanas. Stage by stage, we let go. First.Letting go of the past and future. Letting go of thinking. Letting go of our other parts of the body so we can just stay with the breath. Until we can let go of the breath and go to the mind. Different letting goes to have different beautiful experiences. This isn't just going to sleep. This is being 100 times more awake than you are now.You think that you are awake, but you are asleep. You get into these deep meditations, you experience their power, and you know what I'm meaning. So much power, so much joy, so much deep understanding.
Mm-hmm. 这个我们由由 Jana 那里呢，我们由很简单的，由观呼吸开始，由小的东西开始，到我们看到次相，到禅相的时候呢，即光出現嘅時候呢，咁我哋就開始要放下我哋嘅身體，亦都好自然地個身體唔見咗㗎喇，放下個身體，一路去到我哋即唔同嘅階段嘅放下，最初係放下個身體，跟住放下個念頭，咁我哋個禪相再出現嘅時候呢，我哋就會搵到個心，當我睇到個心嘅時候呢，我哋再落呢就會睇得到我哋嘅內觀所有嘅嘢喇，呢個就成個個過程呀，是不同的阶段的放下来的。
But, can you get to those stages by wanting them? Be careful, because I've said how wonderful these things are. Many meditators say, wow, I want, I want, I want. Be careful. You'll never get to jhanas through wanting them. You have to let go. Just be content. No wanting.No wanting, no wanting, and then you are still, and that is the path.
咁好多人听完之后，哦咁好啊！我想要嗰个阶段啊，我要呢样要嗰样啊，我要初禅啊、二禅啊、三禅啊、四禅。但系咧，原来咧就好吊诡嘅呢样嘢。我哋系当你有需求嘅时候，你渴求嘅时候咧，你永远得唔到嘅。系想攞jhana，我系要放下啲嘢，唔系去攞一啲嘢。
Now.I wanted to mention very briefly that it gets too painful just to sit on your meditation cushion all day. So we also do walking meditation. And walking meditation, there are many places in this compound where you can do walking meditation, in the garden, on the basketball court, wherever. To do walking meditation, find a simple path. The first thing you do is to relax the body.
咁我哋如果你要坐，我呢日成日咁坐呢，可能好多人唔慣㗎。咁我哋可以做行禅。咁呢度好多地方可以喺個操場啊，出面好多地方，你自己搵一個地方，一個拍一條路啊，你自己嚟做行禅。
The next thing, you're just walking backwards and forwards. Going to the end and coming back again. Just like life. You always end up where you started.
好簡單啫，你可以搵一條路，你向前行又向返後，即係同一條路。来来往往行一条路。
The second stage of walking meditation, present moment awareness, no past, no future, just being in the step happening now.
咁第二个阶段个行禅个阶段就系我哋就系又活在当下，唔会再系谂过去，亦都唔谂将来。
The third stage of walking meditation, silent present moment awareness, so you're not having a commentary and talking to yourself while you're walking.
咁第三個階段咧，就係靜默嘅行禪啊，你唔會再聽到你個心裏邊講啲乜嘢嘅。
The fourth stage of walking meditation is just like you're in sitting meditation. You can watch the breath go in and out, in and out. Now you're watching left foot move, right foot move, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot.
咁第三個階段呢，就係我哋就係睇個左腳行右腳行，即係等於我哋睇觀呼吸咁呢，出入出入，而我哋睇左右左右。
The fifth stage of walking meditation You have full awareness of the walking. So when your left foot starts to move forward, you see the sensations from the very beginning, right to the very end, when your left foot touches the ground. You feel your right foot move and go forward until the right foot touches the ground. Just like the full awareness of the breath, but now it is a full awareness of the movement of the feet.
咁呢到再一个阶段就係我哋要睇到我哋全个行嘅动作。我哋由举起隻左脚行递起个左脚睇到个感受到我哋放低个左脚到我哋递起隻右脚全个过程都要睇得清清楚楚。
And then the sixth stage of walking meditation, when you can just watch the, all the movements of the feet, and it becomes delightful. It is a delightful walking.
咁第六个个层次咧，就系到我哋行到系好纯熟嘅时候，你每一个感觉你都知道嘅时候咧，咁嗰时我哋又变咗一个系好开心嘅行禅啦。
To give you an example of what I mean by the delightful walking stage.I was doing this in Bangkok many years ago, and I was just so delightfully just watching the movement of my feet, and I heard this sound like 1,000 miles away. Brahmawangso, 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 like it was coming from a long distance.
咁咧，老師話佢有個經驗咧，當佢行禪行到嗰、那個即係所謂開心嘅禪又點咧？佢聽到啲聲音係好遠好遠咁嚟嗌佢嘅，佢根本就係聽唔到嘅。佢個全副嘅精個嗰、那個精力就喺個行禪嗰度。
It sounded like 1,000 miles away, but actually it was a monk shouting in my ear. I was late for lunch, and he was trying to get me out of my meditation.
咁原來咧就係隔離有佢定型有個出家人企佢隔離叫佢，但佢聽落以為好遠好遠嘅人嚟叫佢。
So that's what it's like. You're just so happy deep inside the silence as you're walking. Now that's called delightful walking.
咁去到個階段就係因為我哋全個心力喺曬嗰個個行禪裏邊啦，你完全對於外境係冇曬反應噶啦。咁嗰時係好開心嘅。
So during this period of retreat.Alternate between sitting meditation and walking meditation, sitting and walking. How long you spend in each, keep it natural. So you feel, I've sat enough now, now I'll walk. I've walked enough now, now I'll sit. So your own schedule according to your nature.
咁咧，有啲人會問話，即係我要行禪幾耐先坐禪幾耐啊？咁老師就話，睇你自己覺得需要行幾耐。覺得攰咁你就坐低坐，你覺得好想行你就起身去行。
So that's basic instructions in meditation. There is much more to come, but that gives you an outline of what you're supposed to be doing, or rather, what you're not supposed to be doing.
咁而家老師咧就係即係大概將嗰個禪修嘅，即係今次嘅禪修嘅過程係講咗個大概。咁啊，跟住仲有好多嘢講嘅。不過而家嚟講咧，呢刻嚟講咧。佢將大概嘅過程講曬啦。
Any questions？
有冇問題
？Yep。
30 minutes. So, are you mentioned about the limiter?
Emitter.
Yes. So.Can you briefly describe what this look like? Because I've been meditating every night for an hour, like for a few months, and start getting often to see light. I mean, however, the feeling is I close the eyes, but it seems like the source is from outside, shining on me.It's like the sun or the light bulb. The light is, sometimes it's white, sometimes it's some color. But yes, couldn't last very long. Because every time when it starts shining, my concentration starts, the light is coming again. And then, disappear. 我想形容下，即係想John Bird 去形容下，就係個光係點樣嘅模式。因為我自己本身做攝影修嘅時候，有時會見，即係開始會見見到光，但係我想知道個模式係咪好似佢講嘅嗰個磁場嗰個模式嚟嘅時候，咁好經常就係當個光一嚟嘅時候咧，就個 concentration 一去咗，突然間嚟咗，咦佢嚟咗啦，咁跟住佢就會走噶啦，咁樣樣。
Exactly. That shows you what happens with nematodes at the beginning. So if you see beautiful light, number one, they can be not centralized yet. They can be at the edges. Don't worry, they will center themselves after a while. You just be still. Number two, they can be any color. The color is not important. Sometimes when people first see this, they sometimes see it as like a sheet of light, like a white screen. That's okay, leave it alone.A beautiful, usually circular nematode will come out from the center. But the worst thing is that when these things happen, people interfere and the whole thing disappears. The reason they've come up is you've been letting go, you've still. Don't disturb the process. So don't get change the way you've been doing things just because a nematode comes up.
嗰、那個磁相或者人叫禪相啦，即係嗰個光就咁嘅。有啲喺出面嚟，有啲喺側邊，可能就咁撇過。嗰、那個顏色就唔緊要嘅，有啲唔同顏色嘅，好多種顏色嘅。咁咧就係、是、我哋點解會你一嚟到佢好容易咧，佢就會去翻中間嘅。但係咧好多時我哋點解會走咗？因為我哋去干擾佢 ，interfere 佢，所以變咗佢咧，我哋 interfere 佢就噉一聲佢就走咗啦。
But yes, one thing is true is when the light appear, my body is suddenly relaxed. I mean, like, it's like getting disappear.
Exactly. There are six senses in Buddhism, of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and mind. Those five external senses are so dominant, so strong in the ordinary human being that you can't see.The mind. The mind is just so swamped by sight, sound, smells, tastes, and touches. In meditation, we are calming, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching so much that they go down, 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 down in their strength. And the mind goes up, up, up in its strength. And when the mind becomes stronger than the five senses, that's when you see nimitta.It's the mind appearing for the first time.
咁呢個同修繼續講，又係佢嗰個，佢覺得個身體好輕鬆啊，跟住又好似唔見咗咁樣啊。咁老師解釋呢個咧，因為我哋平時咧，我哋個五官嘅運作咧，我哋俾個五官扯住啊，即係眼耳鼻舌咧，咁一路俾扯住啦。咁我個心我哋睇唔到嘅。咁到你一路做禅修嘅時候咧，我哋就啱啱先將個五官嘅感受拉下，個心一路慢慢個心嚟到去浮現出嚟。
In the Anapanasati Sutra, that's stage 9, Chittapati Sangvedi, you're experiencing the chitta, you're experiencing the mind.
即你個狀態呢就係變咗個心我哋話。
And the next two stages in Anapanasati, 10-11, is Abhipamojayang Chittang and Samadhang Chittang. That means...Actually, bringing more joy to that nimitta. I call it shining it up, making it more and more brilliant, more bright. And the samadhang is stilling the nimitta, so it's actually stable. And when those two things are completed, you have brightened up that nimitta, so it's incredibly beautiful, and it's also very still. Then the 12th stage of anapanasati, which is with mochayang chitang, freeing the mind, that's entering the jhana.So I've just been talking about the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th stages of Anapanasati, according to the Buddha.
即係佢嗰個係第九、十、十一、十二個階段講寬呼吸嘅。咁個次上一出現咧，佢一平定咗之後咧，佢越嚟越光，同埋越嚟越靚嘅。咁已經去到第十同埋第十一個階段啦。第十二個階段咧入 Jhana 就係入個初禪。
Next question.Yeah.
Good morning, Ajahn. When we reach to a point where our five senses are completely calm, do we still feel the five senses? Like, do we still feel warm or cold or something, you know, or do we feel when a bladder is full, do we still have the sensation of going to the washroom or something like that?
佢呢個同修話，當我哋好平靜嘅時候咧，咁我哋五官仍然係即係仲係個感官仲係作用緊噶嘛，即係我哋會唔會覺得喺好平靜嘅時候，我哋 會覺得係仲有暖啊、凍啊呢樣嘢？我要去廁所，我會唔會真係要起身要去廁所咧
？No, when the five senses are totally still, they vanish. When I was still a student.I'd go to any meditation course I could find. So once I went to a Zen meditation session, and there I was told to face the wall with my eyes open. So I was just watching this blank wall for about 15-20 minutes when it totally vanished. And that was freaky, that was weird. How come the wall vanished? And later on, science tells you what's happening. Your brain...can only notice things which change. So a sound outside which doesn't change, after a while you can't hear it. Looking at a white wall, after a while it disappears. A body which is still, nothing much is moving, the body disappears. Stillness, if it really is still, nothing's moving, is always followed by the thing vanishing. So by keeping the five senses reasonably still,They vanish to reveal the mind. And once that mind comes, if you're really into the nimitta stage, certainly the jhanas, you can't feel the bladder, you can't feel anything.
咁老師話，如果到嗰、那個我哋話即係個五官係真係嗰、那個，佢唔係唔作用，而係我哋唔會再俾佢會消失㗎啦，佢會唔見咗㗎。如果你真係嗰個五官，即係嗰個五個感官真係去嗰個平靜個嗰、那個境界嘅時候，咁你係肯定入到去嗰、那個禪那㗎啦。
One of my favourite stories is of one of my students in Perth. He would only usually meditate for about 40 minutes. One Sunday afternoon, he told his wife, "Darling, I'm going in my bedroom to meditate." So off he went into his bedroom.An hour and a half later, he hadn't come out, so his wife went into the bedroom to investigate.
哦，咁佢頭先我講漏咗老師嗰、那個嗰、那個佢嗰個經驗，佢後生嗰時佢試過咧，就是、學嗰、那個聲係禪鐘啊。咁嗰陣叫佢坐喺個面壁十五分鐘，咁佢坐喺度十五分鐘之後咧，佢發覺原來真係嗰埲牆係唔見咗嘅。咁嗰個係科學可以解釋到咧，因為我哋係。如果一樣嘢係喐嘅時候咧，我哋係睇唔到；係唔喐嘅時候，我哋係睇唔到嘅。我哋淨係聽到或者見到啲喐嘅嘢，所以你個心係好平靜嘅時候咧，啲嘢係會唔見咗，因為我哋個係唔可以睇到啲唔喐嘅嘢嘅。即係呢個係 science， 即係嗰個科學嗰度證明咗嘅。咁頭先佢再講嗰個故仔咧，就係、是、佢有個朋友就話佢同佢太太講：我要入去個房坐，要做禪修個半鐘。
She saw her husband sitting meditation, perfectly still, very still, too still. She couldn't see his stomach go up and down. He'd stopped breathing. So she called
ambulance
000 in Australia. Is it 999 in Hong Kong? Called 999. And the ambulance came within 5 minutes and the medics rushed into his room.They saw he wasn't breathing. They felt his pulse. There was no pulse. So they put him in the back of the ambulance. Do, 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 do. Going through all the red lights with the sirens wailing. Straight into the emergency room of the local hospital. Rushing him in there. Putting in an ECG to see if there was any heartbeat. Ding, 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 ding. Emergency. It was a flat line.
Oh.
ECTs don't go ding, 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 emergency. I just add that in because it makes the story better. But it was a flat line. Then they put EEG on him to see if there's any brain activity. ding, 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 emergency, another flat line. He was not only, heart was not beating, he was brain dead.
他太太在過半小時後不見他先生出來，他衝進去看他什麼事，他先生坐到定定，我們說入了定，好像人家完直地坐都不動，他竟然覺得他的肚子不動，又沒有呼吸，他太太就很害怕，就是澳洲000，就是香港打999，叫救護車來車他醫院。去到醫院，他跟他第一件事就是，你知道檢查心，他的心原來不像他一直很平的。
He was very lucky that the doctor checking him out had migrated from India. Had he heard that sometimes these yogis in meditation can go into such deep meditation, they can stop their heart and even their brain. So instead of sending him straight down to the morgue, they put these defibrillators, these electric shocks on his chest to try and get him to start beating again in his heart. You may have seen it on the TV. They put these shocks on it and you actually move up from the stretcher. They're very violent. Many times they put electric shocks through his body and all the time straight lines on the ECG and the EEG.
咁好彩呢，那個醫生佢有個親戚係印度人嚟嘅，咁佢知道有啲 yogis 我哋瑜伽士咧，你坐咗耐咧，可以入咗個好深嘅定咧，係好似死咗一樣嘅。咁佢覺得呢個人可能係咁，咁佢試下用嗰啲電嗰度戳佢咧，咁戳咗好多下咧，佢都係冇反應喎，佢心仍然唔跳，個腦仍然唔喐喎。And
then he decided to come out of his meditation. And he opened his eyes, and as soon as he opened his eyes, beep, 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 the ECG and the EEG were perfect. He opened his eyes, and he bent up, he looked around, I was in my bedroom, how did I get in here? And the doctor gave him a check-up, he was perfectly healthy, so he let him walk home with his wife. And all that time, when the medics were throwing him on the stretcher, when they were going through all the red traffic lights with the siren blaring, he hadn't heard anything. When they even put electric shocks on his chest, couldn't feel anything. I asked him, how are you feeling? The most wonderful experience of my life. So peaceful, so blissful, so wonderful.
當那個人自己決定想禪修醒來的時候，他打開眼睛，那個機器，那個心電圖就開始哔哔哔有聲了，那個腦那個也有動了，就是說他沒有死了。那個人就醒了之後，咦，為什麼我不在我的睡房來了這裡，他完全是沒有聽過救傷車的聲音，他也不知道原來他被電電過，他完全沒有這樣的感覺。
So that was a classic fourth jhana experience.
咁呢一個係我哋話佢典型嘅四禪嘅狀態。
You can't hear anything or feel anything in your body.
你完全聽唔到嘢，亦都唔可以感受到任何嘢。
But you're perfectly safe.
但你好安全，你嘅身體係冇問題嘅。
He said the best experience of my life.
但佢話呢個係佢人生之中最美好嘅經驗嚟嘅。
Except for one thing.
除咗一樣嘢。
On his way home, his wife gave him the terrible scolding. Don't you ever do that again. Never ever do that again. His wife was very upset.
他唯有一件事做得不開心的就是他太太回去的時候，一直罵他，你下次不要再搞了，如果不什麼，他就最慘就是這件事了。
So, in those deep meditations, you don't feel anything.
如果在這麼深沉的禪定裡面，你是感覺不到什麼的。
Next question. You've got 5 minutes left.
Okay, dear Ajahn, my question is, I don't know much. I know not very deep about meditation, but one time my friend shared with me that we go to meditate, somewhat like we take the ketamine. take a drug, just like we go to do something to make ourselves happy, but not to deal with our daily life. Just like someone go to take the drugs for fun. What are you going to do with message? Thank you.
佢個問題就話佢去禪修咧。 咁佢覺得嗱，我大意嘅，佢嘅意思即係話佢好似人哋食藥咁咧，令到自己開心啊！咁究竟係你嘅意思係咪咁嚇？即係咁樣同真係禪修有咩唔同咧
？Okay, the answer is that based on those experiences of deep meditation, and with the power of your mindfulness, which comes from such deep meditation, that is where you can see the Dhamma. That is where you can solve problems big time.
個分別就係當你入四禅或者咩嘅時候咧，我哋喺嗰度我哋會睇到個法個實相。The
happiness is a sign of the power of the mindfulness.
咁嗰個所以我哋嗰個樂咧，就因為係我哋嗰個正念嘅能力嗰個表現嚟嘅。The
stronger your mindfulness, the more energetic it is. The happier it feels.
你越有正念咧，你就越开心，咁你又越有能量。So
the happiness is like the free gift, but the real power is the ability to use that mindfulness to see why you have problems anyway.
咁嗰个我哋话呢个赠品嚟嘅，嗰个开心系个赠品嚟嘅，但系个最终样嘢就因为我哋有好强嘅正念咧，我哋可以明白到好多时我哋啲困难喺边度嚟嘅。
Remember, this is how the Buddha became enlightened. Before he sat under the Bodhi tree, he recalled a time under the rose apple tree as a child when he experienced the first jhana. And before he became enlightened, he remembered that experience and said, "Why am I afraid of that pleasure? I will not be afraid of that pleasure of jhanas. It's the way to enlightenment." And that's why, under the Bodhi tree, our Buddha practiced the four jhanas, and from that platform got all of the enlightenment and insight experiences.
咁佛陀喺成佛之前喺菩提树下坐嘅时候咧，佢记得佢细个嗰阵时曾经试过初禅个嗰个快乐啊！咁我又谂啦，呢个初禅系令到我可以继续落去，亦都我唔需要惊怕呢一个初禅嘅喜乐噶。咁佢跟住一路做初禅、二禅、三禅、四禅。 然後去到佢可以有一個好強嘅定力，可以睇得到佢好多嘢，佢個問題。咁嘅，因為咁嘅時候，佢又可以得到佢個智慧，然後佢證悟啦。And
from that time on, in many, many suttas, you will find this causal sequence. Sukhino jitang samadhiyati. From happiness, the mind becomes still. And samadhi, pachaya, Yata Bhuta Yana Dasana. And that stillness is the cause for seeing things as they truly are. I love to mention this because happiness, sukha, is an important part of the path to enlightenment. Happy people become enlightened. Miserable people keep on being reborn.
咁老師會點樣強調嗰個開心呢？ 因為我哋個如果我心係好定嘅時候咧，我哋嗰個開心就會嚟嘅。咁有呢樣嘢，我哋繼續行落去，我哋就容易去得到嗰個正覺。咁老師就話：如果我哋係開心嘅人咧，就容易得到正覺；如果我哋係唔開心嘅人咧，永遠都係咁苦惱嘅人咧，我哋就要再重生啦，再投生啦。Happiness
is part of the path. People who get close to enlightenment. Get happier and happier and happier. Please never trust a miserable teacher.
咁咧，我哋係即係話，我哋呢條路咧，其中我哋越嚟越開心咧，就係我哋個精小係我哋條路去行係有進步啦。所以咧，你哋最好唔好跟一個係睇落去好唔開心嘅老師。